Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3. That was Matthew West with What If. David Mann is with you, and this is Wednesday Wisdom back on the air. Joining me from Mind Joy Counseling in Kawartha Lakes is Anne-Marie Covert. Anne-Marie, thanks for taking this time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Anne-Marie, a common question that will be with us throughout history, and I'm sure you've received. What do you tell someone when they come to you? And I'm sure this is some of our listeners right now. I want to forgive this person, but I'm struggling to. What do I do?
That's such a common one. You know, when Jesus said, you know, forgive 70 times 7, I actually don't necessarily think he just meant if the person kept on hurting you. I think he means because it keeps coming up in our head over and over again, and we just have to intentionally forgive over and over. But I actually think the root issue is often a pattern of we forgive from our head because we're trying to be obedient. We know it's right. I'm going to forgive, so I forgive from my head. But our heart still has pain. And so our heart is like waving its flag and saying, wait a minute, I'm still hurting here. And our heart is what triggers us into unforgiveness again.
Mm-hmm. That's like Jonah, right? I mean, he went to Nineveh with his head after getting in the whale, and then he still hadn't worked through what he was doing with his heart.
Oh, that's, I'm going to borrow that. That's good. But absolutely, you know, if we can take the time to process what's in our heart with God and with other believers, that can lead us to forgiveness, to real forgiveness, where we free ourselves from that pain. So if I forgive from my head, knowing it's right, but meanwhile that person violated me or really hurt me, my heart needs healing. I'm not a bad person if I still get triggered. It doesn't mean I haven't been obedient. It means my heart needs to be healed.
And what would be some practical things for that heart healing?
One is lament. So a third of the Psalms are lamenting Psalms, and I think it's beautiful that God has that in our scriptures. And King David, a man after God's own heart, lamented. He said, God, where are you? God, my enemies are coming against me. People are hurting me. I feel so close to death. And he would do that for like 95% of the Psalm. And at the end, he would say, and Lord, I put my hope in you. So there's something very powerful about lament. It helps us process our pain and get us back to hope. And even in secular psychology, we would say that, emote, lament, and it helps you move forward from pain. So that's one of the practical things people can do. They can lament with God.
That's good. I feel like sometimes you forgive somebody out of obedience, and then a month or two pass, and you're like, oh, something's still bothering me here. So there's this heart working out, and I think you forgive by faith and you forget by choice. How would you expand on that, like forgetting by choice in the midst of moving forward and having that heart healing? Like, how do those things coincide?
Yeah, so there are a lot of counseling skills, mental health skills, where you acknowledge negative thoughts, because we all get lots of negative thoughts, and maybe that pang of unforgiveness is a negative thought, like an arrow towards your brain. We get thousands of them, you know, regularly in our lives. And one of the most powerful things you can do is just notice it, but not receive it. That's actually a cognitive strategy. We don't have to totally ignore it, because that also can be unhelpful. Just notice it and then choose, am I going to buy that thought or am I going to sell it off? I'm not going to take that thought today. And so that's a conscious choice to forgive. So when the thoughts keep coming and you're getting bombarded with those arrows, the Bible says, take all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. That's a mental filter, and it's a cognitive approach. I'm going to notice it, but I'm not going to buy that thought. But then that might be a prompt to check, do I have some more pain here I need to bring to God?